Welcome. So we are in week three of our current meditation series, which means nothing other than, you know, we're sort of building upon a theme this month, and the theme is the conditions for magic. Okay, the conditions for magic. And as I have said every week, I do not mean magic in the sense of Harry Potter, right, at all. The magic of our very ordinary lives and sort of waking up to the beauty within it, the joy within it. Our first week, what we talked about was the container for magic, for waking up, for awareness. That container we talked about as the posture we take in meditation, how we sit. There's a reason we sit this way, with our spine tall and awake, the front of our body relaxed and open. We talked a little bit about the work, the ritual, right? It's not one time sitting in meditation that gives us a sense of well-being. It's the repetition of daily meditation that changes how we interact with our life, okay? Then week two, what we talked about was the inspiration. What it is that primes us or softens us enough to really start paying attention to the beauty that's already there. Not about changing, making things different, but about actually noticing what's present in our lives. And today, week three, the last week of this series, we're talking about the alchemy, like the actual transformation, the end game. What is the magic? So alchemy is one of those words that has a lot of connotations to it, but one of the original ones was, can I take property A and property B and put them together and make property C? But they contain their original pieces. C is still A and B, if that makes sense, right? So what we're talking about today is, how do I sit down as I am, the messy, imperfect, happy, sad, chaotic person that exists in this world today, and pay attention to my breath, which is already here and happening, and then feel different? How does that happen? What is that transformation? So there's a physicist, an Italian physicist. I have discovered, I didn't know this, I love physics. I almost failed it in college, but apparently I love it as an adult because I'm so drawn to physicists and what they write. They're like the most interesting people. So Italian physicist, and he describes humans as a huge wave of happening. That's how he describes individual beings, as huge waves of happening. And he says that we only understand the world through interaction, not through things, through interaction. And he talked about how a rock is a thing, right? It exists. This is a tangible thing. This is a rock. I'm going to place it here. Tomorrow it'll be there. I can tell you where it is. An interaction is something like a kiss that happens in a moment, and it creates a feeling, a memory, an experience, and it's gone, right? The next day, you can't say where that kiss is now, but the feeling is there, the experience is there, what it told you about yourself is there. This is what he means by the wave of happenings. This interaction and then this one is creating my existence in the world, okay? So what we're talking about in our meditation practice today is the interaction in meditation with our mind. We're talking about mindfulness of the mind. And it's a pretty powerful one, because anybody who's meditated knows you sit down, you close your eyes, you start to pay attention to your breath, and there is a lot happening in our brains, right? Usually one of two things happens. If you're very tired, you just fall asleep. And if you're not tired, you think all the things, all of them. You worry about random things. You wonder what you're gonna eat for dinner. You remember your partner from 20 years ago that annoyed you then, and suddenly you're like, huh, maybe I should call that person. Right? We do all the weird things in meditation. We're not trying to stop it. We're not trying to change it. We're not trying to have a conversation about it. All we're doing is allowing ourselves the opportunity to see that this is what's happening in my brain. Okay? There's a writer, Henry James. Henry James writes, "Genius is the act of perceiving similarity among disparate things." The act of perceiving similarity among disparate things. Writer William Plomer described creativity as the power to connect the seemingly unconnected. So they're saying the same thing, right? All of these random streams of information and ideas and experience coming at us 1,000 miles an hour these days. The act of magic is how do we see the thread that connects them? Does that make sense? So this is not official, this is off of memory, so you can Google it and correct me later. It's something like we have 60,000 thoughts a day, 70,000, somewhere around there, thoughts a day. And we had 80% of them yesterday, okay? 80% of the thoughts yesterday. And what they mean by that is not like, I think I'm gonna have chicken salad for dinner tonight, and you thought that exact same thought yesterday. What they mean is, I'm wondering what I'm gonna eat later, and I did that yesterday, right? I'm worrying about how I'm gonna respond to this email from my boss, and I did that yesterday. And when I get home, I'm gonna tell my partner, if he doesn't start doing the dishes, and we did that yesterday too, right? So what we start to notice when we sit down to meditate is the connecting thread, the patterns to our thoughts, right? It doesn't matter what the actual thought is. For our sake, our purposes, we don't really care. But what we might notice is every time I meditate, I start rehashing this thing that happened to me 5 years ago. Every time I start to meditate, I notice that I'm planning whatever I'm gonna do next. Every time I meditate, I notice I'm worrying about X, Y, and Z. These are the common threads that give us freedom. If I know, my personal example, when I started meditating, I realized I plan every second of every day. The moment I get still, I realize I'm planning. Like, what am I gonna teach in my next class? When am I gonna get to the grocery store? How am I gonna pay this bill? I am planning, 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 planning. And it's not that that's changed over the years of meditation, but what has changed is I'm so aware that I do it, and it gives me the opportunity to go, I'm not gonna do that in this moment. I can catch it a little bit more easily, right? So when I'm driving my son to school in the morning, instead of trying to keep him happy while I'm planning the rest of my day, I can choose, this is my time with my son, I'm just gonna interact with him. And I'll plan my day when I sit down at my desk and have my planner in front of me, right? So our work, our genius, our magic, the transformation of meditation is that we get to see our patterns. We get to see our thoughts, and that's where the freedom comes in. It's not that sitting here meditating somehow magically makes us feel better in the moment. If you're having a bad moment and you sit to meditate, you feel bad while you're meditating. If you're having a happy moment and you sit down to meditate, you feel happy when you're meditating. It does not change the emotional tone of the moment. What it does is give you the freedom to choose how you'd like to move forward. So we're gonna practice together tonight, and in this class we do about a 20-minute meditation. I guide you through the first part of it, then we sit in silence for a bit, and then I bring us all out together. And so somewhere, in the first second or 10 minutes in, you'll catch your train of thoughts. And when you catch it, instead of going, oh darn, I'm supposed to be meditating, please smile and think, yes, this is the whole point. The whole point is for me to see this moment. I'm thinking about what I'm gonna say to my boss tomorrow. Got it. Come back to the breath. Wait for the next thought. Oh, I'm thinking about what I'm gonna say to my neighbor tomorrow. Okay, got it. Come back to the next breath. You're starting to notice patterns. That's it. You're not changing anything. You're not stopping anything. You're certainly not judging anything. We're just noticing, okay? Okay, so take a moment to wiggle around. You just sat for a couple minutes, nice and still. You can undo your legs, do them the other way. Shifting any props around if you need to shift props around. And as you're ready, you'll let your hands rest onto your lap, palms face down. Let your eyes drift closed. And together as a group, we simply start with our breath. So you'll take a nice deep inhale in and release a sigh. Let's just do that again. Inhale, gather it up. Exhale, sigh. Allow your breath just to flow. In meditation, we breathe completely naturally, however that is for you. And in this first moment, I always start just by silently saying to myself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that, you feel yourself truly sit down. You chose to be here this evening. Let yourself enjoy it. Feel your hips relax, your thighs relax. Feel your spine tall. Sit up straight, awake. You might feel the back of the head lift up just a little bit. So your neck is long. And then relax the muscles through the face. Relax the forehead, the eyes, the jaw. The next few breaths, you might just feel your shoulders settle. As if just by breathing, you could melt tension. And perhaps you notice the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe. Maybe inviting in just a bit of space, a bit of softness through the chest. You feel your belly relax. Maybe the only time today that you actually relax your belly muscles. Not pulling in, not protecting, just relax. And so our breath flows naturally. The back of our body is strong, it's awake. And the front of our body is soft, open. With this mindfulness of our posture, we begin to feel our breath. And all that means is find your breath, notice it. Where do you feel it when you breathe in today? Perhaps just inside the nose, maybe in your throat or your chest. And wherever it is that you feel the breath today, just see if you can stay there. Feeling the inhale as it comes in. Feeling the exhale as it's pressed out. And you don't have to describe the breath. You're not narrating it to yourself. You're just feeling this breath. And this one. And everything else that goes on. Those are our interactions. Let them be here. You don't have to shush the thoughts. You don't have to challenge them or wish they were different. We feel the breath. We just gently notice whatever else pops up. I see you thinking. I see you worrying and planning. And back to the breath. And if you find at any point during our silence that you've drifted off, that you've gotten lost in a daydream or a thought, you just simply smile because you notice, and you come right back to feel this next breath. Noticing where your mind is in this moment. Feeling the breath a little more fully, a little deeper if you lost it. Waking yourself back up. As you're ready, you could wiggle fingers and toes, inviting in some movement. And eventually, palms coming together in front of your heart like a prayer. Bow your chin slightly. Taking a moment just to honor yourself. Your experience this evening, easy, difficult, joyful, frustrating. Each of these experiences is part of that alchemy, that magic. Let's finish together with a breath. Deep inhale in. Release a sigh. Whenever you're ready, align your hands to relax, your eyes to open, any movement you need to be back into your body.